So before the break, I share with you about the need to allow yourself to be in touch with your feelings. But don't just dwell on feeling as alone, because feeling alone in itself, it is still the carnal side of us. We need God's light to shine through so that it can be redemptive. All right? So what we have covered so far is about repression, suppression, and of course, confession. We need to talk about it. Self-disclosure. Now, I want to now move on to talk on this topic. How do you build your emotional tank? Guys, just now we've been dealing with a lot of the not so positive. Now I want to move to something that's more positive. How do you build positive emotions? So one of the things that I like you to know something about our human heart. Our human heart has a tendency to transfer our emotions. Alright, so if a person break up with boyfriend A, alright, immediately try to find a boyfriend B so they can transfer the feeling to boyfriend B. Alright, we always call this an emotional rebound. It's not healthy. Alright, it's not healthy for yourself. It's not healthy for the new boyfriend as well. Alright, so what do you do with your emotions? You see, when a certain level of emotion is being stirred out of your heart, and you begin to have this weight of emotions, and when the person left you, what do you do with these emotions? You can't squeeze it back into your heart. All right, so this emotion need to be redirected. And that's why we always encourage people to redirect it to a healthy habit, a healthy hobby, but not to a person. All right? So go pick up running, pick up walking, pick up public speaking. Transfer the emotions to something else, not someone else. Now, emotion is very real. For some of us, we're not familiar with emotions. So sometimes our words can be very hurting to people. I'll give you an example. Your church member dog died. And if you're not careful, what will you say? Only a dog, why? It's very hurting, ah. Because why? Because the owner of the dog has this whole 17 years, 18 years of feelings about the dog. And you just cancel it, you know. Right? Don't do that. All right? So I'm just helping you to know that there's this emotion that the person is holding. So we need to help them to know how to redirect their emotions. Right? To healthy. But when the person is going through loss, don't be too quick to get them to move on. They need time to grief. Alright? They do need time. So you don't rush them to say, buy another dog lah. Huh? You lost a dog, buy another dog lah. Cannot. It's very painful. Alright? I have two dogs. Just to help you out, I understand the feeling of dog owners. So it takes time. So you need to give them time to grieve. Right? Okay, so when they are ready, bring them out for a walk, bring them out to for other interesting things where they can pick their interests and they can pick up interests, and then that's where their feelings can be redirected. Okay? Now I want to talk about then how do you top up your emotions. And one way we can do that is called timeline. Alright, it's in your notes. So let me share with you, this is a life of a real person, but of course I won't mention name. Alright, so she had a wonderful growing up experience. Right up to she loved school, alright? So when she entered primary school, she was very happy. One of the highlights in her life. PSLE, I put 300 because she had a very high score, but she don't want me to put a score, so I can only say 300. So she is one of the top girls around, okay? Did very well in her primary school. But then you can see her graph, her life went down, right? Nosedive. What happened at 15, 16, 17? Right? The family went through a divorce. The parents went through a divorce. It was very tough on her. So that was a very tough period of her life. Then, when she went to university, she met her boyfriend. Another high point in her life. Then she went down into depression, 23, 24. Nothing to do with my friend, okay? It got to do with her coping with working life. Then of course she got married at 27 and then became a mother at 29. Right? So we plot through a timeline. You can see that in our timeline, life, every one of us, we have happy moments, sad moments. Alright? I'm going to give you time now to plot your life. I know some of you need extra piece of paper. But don't do, okay, just for the purpose of right for today, just plot as briefly as you can, but remember some high points. Why? Because after you, I'm going to give you about 10 minutes to plot. All right, and after that, I want you to share with the person around you the happy moments. Right? So plot your timeline about 10 minutes, and after that, I'll get you to share your happy moments. We will not talk about sad moments here. All right, you want to talk about your sad moments, you can talk to Elder Richard. All right, I just want to hear happy moments, okay? So time now, according to the clock, is 5:35. All right, we go up to 5:45. After that, I'll give you all some time to share. All right, you got 10 minutes on your own, plot your timeline. All right, maybe before you plot, can I just pray for you? Right, that the Lord will bring to mind the relevant experiences. Okay? So Lord, we just want to commit this activity to you. We pray that you help us to bring to mind those happy moments in our life. And as we plot our timeline, help us to give thanks for those moments. In Jesus' name. Amen. So enjoy your time with the Lord for the next 10 minutes. Review your life. Plot some of the happy moments. Okay? And I know some of you need examples, so I'll show you this example, okay? Allow. Breathe in again. Breathe out. What happened to you? Settled, right? We only do it 4 times, you know. Okay? So, but if you do it for about a minute or so, you can find that your heart calms down a lot. Right? So it's very good to do breathing exercise. Right? Like I said, it has been hijacked by yoga and mindfulness, but it is really a very simple physical exercise. Right? Then the next thing is time out. If you're really very angry with the person, please don't engage in a discussion. You may end up throwing the first punch. Go for a timeout. Right? This is called timeout. So this also happened with a couple. Sometimes husband and wife quarrel, you know, disagree. So sometimes you say, can we time out for a while? Let me chill, then we come back. Right? Of course, exercise helps. Like I said, when you go for a run, you produce endorphins. Endorphins kind of is a painkiller effect, so you don't feel so angry, right? And reflection. Take time away to just think through why you're angry. Be honest with your heart, and you know that you may be angry because your pride was being trampled over, or you're angry because the person is touching a raw button in your heart. So you get to know yourself better. Okay? Bible tells us, be angry and yet do not sin. Scripture recognizes that angry is a normal human response. Right? But it says do not sin. Right? Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Does that mean that you can be angry in the night? It says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. What is that? It simply means don't hold it too long. Okay? It doesn't mean that you can be angry on the daytime. Nighttime cannot be angry. It doesn't mean that, okay? It just simply means don't let it dwell too long. But you see, you need to acknowledge anger. When you don't, I'm angry, but cannot. Good Christian cannot be angry. Then you press it down. It's called suppression. It's a matter of time, you will have explosion. Right? So acknowledge, I'm angry, I'm not feeling good. Right? I'm feeling upset by what the person have done. All right? So be angry, but do not sin. Do not give the devil an opportunity. Confess to the Lord, I'm not happy. Right? Please cover me. Please protect me. Right? So talk to the Lord about your unhappy feelings. The next one is there's a place for tears and there's a place for silence. There's also a place for there's also a reality of emotional drought. Now, because of Asian culture, there's a human tendency, or because of our upbringing, when you see someone crying, what's the thing that we are tempted to say? Don't cry. But it's a bad thing to say. When a person needs to cry, the person needs to cry. Right? So there's a place for that. Do you know that God is a tear collector? Psalms 56 verse 8, you have taken account of my misery, you have put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? God collects our tears. And so for some of us, you have been withholding your feelings. My encouragement to you is that find a quiet place. It's good to have a good cry before the Lord. It's very healing. Right? Tears are signatures of prayer. Of telling the Lord it hurts. Alright? So I encourage you to be in touch with your feelings. Now, some of us, because you are helping people or because you are caring for some people at home, you may be going through emotional drought. That means you are feeling emotionally flat. Okay? It's called compassion fatigue. As a result of caring for people. Okay, it's an emotional and physical exhaustion, leading to a diminished ability to empathize or feel compassion for others. Sometimes it's described as a negative cause of caring. So when you care for somebody, you must draw healthy boundaries, because when you care for somebody for too long over a sustained period of time, you can get burnout. Or you call this compassion fatigue. Sometimes it's also referred to as secondary traumatic stress. It happens to counselors, it happens to pastors, it happens to caregivers. So some people, they care, after a while, they say, ah, I care, don't care already lah. Because they have browned out, they burned out themselves. And so we watch that part of our life. This one is very important. This is called the prison of unforgiveness. Someone said that unforgiveness, when you don't forgive somebody, you are actually taking poison and thinking that the other person will die. Right? Because you're taking poison, you're hurting yourself. Meanwhile, you're thinking that because you're hurting yourself, the person feel it. Actually, the truth is the person is not feeling anything. The person is having a 10-course dinner somewhere, enjoying life. Right? Dinner is coming, I know. Okay? So, what must we do? When we say, now, forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. Because sometimes we don't want to forgive. You say, well, to forgive the person, I must love the person again. No, it doesn't mean that. It does not mean that, and it doesn't require you to do that. Forgiving a person is just a decision that you have to make. Forgetting is a myth. All right? If someone ever tell you forgive and forget, the person is promoting a myth. You can never forget. The only person that can forget, it's not because he has dementia, huh? The only person that can forget is God Himself. Because the Bible says that I will remember your sin no more. God Himself can forget your sin. You and I cannot forget our sin. Right or not? If you're honest with ourselves, we are aware. So don't work on forgetting. Okay? Now, not responding to the memory is a choice. When the person has hurt you, you don't have to keep thinking about the memory. Because the more you think about the memory, what will happen? You're allowing yourself to be hurt again. Right? So you forgive the person, release the person, and then you can move on. Okay? Surrender the feeling to God and don't dwell on it. Okay? Say, Lord, I choose to forgive this person. I release the pain that this person inflicted on me to you in Jesus' name. Release it to God. Have you seen this picture? Sorry, there's some children here. Sorry, just... All right. This girl, she grew up to be this lady. She's a mother today. And this is what she said. Forgiveness made me free from hatred. I have many scars on my body and severe pain most days. Napalm is very powerful, but faith, forgiveness, and love are much more powerful. We wouldn't have war at all if everyone learned how to live with true love, hope, and forgiveness. If the little girl in the picture can do it, ask yourself, can you? Right? So there's a power of forgiveness. Learn to forgive. You, so that you are set free. And the person will have to answer to the Lord for what he has done to you. But when you forgive the person, you are free. And that's more important. Right? So I want to encourage you to release forgiveness. And not only forgive the person, sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. Sometimes we can't forgive because you need to forgive the person, but the thing that you struggle the most is forgiving yourself for being part of the issue. My encouragement to you is learn to forgive yourself as well. Be tender, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just like God in Christ have also forgiven you. Right. So I thought I just want to pause for a moment for us to just allow God to speak to you and to release forgiveness. Right. I'm not going to ask you who you are forgiving. Just maybe observe a minute or two of silence. And just, because some of our brothers and sisters say, may the Lord may be speaking to you and touching you on certain pain in your life. Take this time to just forgive. Right. Just have a time of silence for a while. The Lord may bring to mind about some person in your life that you have been avoiding. Perhaps tonight is a time to forgive. Not for the person, but for yourself, so that you can move on. So that you can be set free. Lord, thank you for forgiving us. And today, this very moment, Lord, come and help us to forgive the person that you're bringing to our mind right now. Give us the grace to release them to you, to forgive them by your grace, and to release them from memory of my life so that I can move on, so that I can move on. Lord, come and help my brother, my sisters here. Help us to experience the freedom of forgiveness as we learn to forgive others, as we learn to forgive ourselves. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I've come to the end for today. Homework. I'd like to encourage you to go and review your ENTS. All right? I've shown you the 3 steps how to do it. Try to practice it tonight if you can. And then appreciate 3 person tonight. Can you say yes? Yes. So you agree, Eddie? Ah? Say yes, means you are doing. Ah? Okay? God, this is God's house. I got to hear you. Ah? All right, so please do that. Please review our ENTS. Please encourage 3 person. All right? Be thankful to the Lord for 3 person. That's all I have. Pass the time to Richard for any Q&A before we leave at 6:30.
Thank you, Seng Lee. Very thoughtful and thought-provoking. And we need to do something about it on our side, yeah? Okay, time is catching up. Is there any comments or questions, or just want to raise up from now to about another 10 minutes? Yeah? You can just take the microphones to the sides if you have any Q&A things.
Okay, no question means you're all ready to go home. Okay, because I don't believe in squeezing blood from stone. All right, so any question? Okay, maybe we're all tired for today. So you can think about your question. Tomorrow we can continue. Is that okay?